The music video for Particles by German composer and pianist Stefan Wick was shot by cinematographer Max Wickmann with camera, lighting, and grip equipment supplied by Airy Rental. Its central message about the beauty of every individual person was visualized with the help of LGBTQI+ Community Munich and Rainbow Refugees members from locations as diverse as Ukraine, Africa, and Latin America. In our conversation with Max Wickmann about his creative approach, we start by asking what he has in common with Stefan Wick and how they came to collaborate. "We have in common that we both always think big," says Max. "As soon as factors like cost and technology come into play, you have to cut back, of course. But first and foremost, no idea is too big for either of us." Stefan is someone who likes to be creative and to ignore technical issues. He sticks to his ideas, and I try to find solutions for how to implement those ideas. In the end, it always comes down to a balancing act or a compromise. It's been a very good collaboration so far. A German directing duo that does a lot of commercials used to refer jobs to me when I was younger. They recommended me to Stefan. In 2021, we shot our first music video for his song Migrant Bird. During post-production, he sent me his next song, Particles, and asked if I would like to shoot the music video. I loved the song. When someone has confidence in your work and asks you to work with him again, that's a great affirmation. Next, we ask Max what inspires him. "That's a big question," he replies. "Live music is very fascinating, but I'm also fascinated and inspired by music videos. For me, it's a form that combines image and sound in the best possible way. I like to be part of an artistic process. For my work as a cinematographer and image designer, I'm also inspired by stories from other filmmakers. I like old making-ofs from film sets of the 80s or 90s. I like how the collaborators had to improvise in order to implement certain ideas and effects, and how that came across credibly on screen. The images are forever recorded in film history, and 20 years later, you find out that it was all improvised. I think that's cool. Also, in film, you often have adventures with people you don't know until you get to the set." So, how did Max work with Stefan to develop a look for the video? He explains, "Our first project we developed in parallel. With the new project, Stefan had precise ideas about what the music video should look like and how the sequences could be. For example, he had planned a tracking shot as a crane ride or top shot from above, but we didn't have the budget for this technology. As a technical partner, I was responsible for implementing it, so my own influences and perspectives came into play. It was an exchange over several months with different variations of the concept, but the basic idea remained the same. It was in place very early on. A lot was inspired by fashion shows and the song itself. Together with gaffer Tom Levin-Schwenzel, we developed those ideas that were technically and temporally feasible within the team. Tom's expertise from his background in events was very helpful. It was a mixture of a lot of ideas and little time during the shoot. In the end, however, it's always about gut feeling. You can think about a lot of things beforehand, but during the shoot, I like to opt for pragmatic solutions that at the same time have a great effect. Basically, it was always about creating a black space, because we'd planned for a completely black studio." Max worked with a lot of Airy equipment for the shoot, including an Alexa Mini camera, Master Prime lenses, and sky panel lights. We ask why he chose each of these. "The Alexa Mini is incredibly reliable," says Max. "For the Particles music video, we had planned several camera moves. Of course, the light weight of the Alexa Mini was great. We also could use the Airy Maxima as a classic gimbal and stabilizer for our crane shot, for which we specifically designed a cable hoist. So the technical features were a factor in wanting to use the Alexa Mini, and the handling was very intuitive. I like to use the Master Primes because they're extremely flexible, and I really love the look. When the look needs to be clean, they're great to use, and when it needs to be a bit dirty, I use filters. The image feels nice. We also use the probe lens because we wanted to take an extremely close macro shot of an eye. The probe lens was the best fit for this because it was supposed to be a great wide angle and mounted on a slider. The big advantage of the sky panel lights is how controllable they are. We planned a lot of moving light and needed a lighting control panel. With the sky panels, you get a fantastic light quality, and you can adjust colors very flexibly, which was also part of the concept. It had to be combinable with event spotlights. With the lighting, we again had the wire rope issue. If we hang things in the ceiling that are too big, then the height at which we can shoot is reduced. Otherwise, the suspensions would be visible in the video. The best solution for this problem was to use sky panels. It was just a matter of cost, and that's where Airy Rental supported us with another sponsorship. Finally, we asked Max about the specially designed cable hoist he mentioned. What was it for, and how was it developed? That was a big challenge, he says. We had a dance ensemble, and the camera had to start at eye level and then be pulled upwards. To do that, you need a crane, a crew for the crane, and an operator. With a small budget, it's not that easy. I wanted to try it with a hoist. We tried just suspending the body and pulling it to the ceiling. As this construction was too shaky, we turned the Airy Maxima upside down, putting it horizontally on its head, placing the camera in, and attaching the hoist to the Maxima. This worked great. We could then move the camera by radio and joystick, and we had a stable image. I have a background in climbing and some expertise working with knots. I talked a lot with grip people and went to Airy Rental for testing. It was a very long process, and there was a lot of responsibility on set to make sure everything worked. You grow with your responsibilities. It was very exhausting, but in a positive way. You feel some pressure, but that's part of the story. You wouldn't do the job if you weren't looking for a challenge or if you didn't want to do something in a different way. Thank you so much, Airy Rental, for your generous support and trust in our team.